Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
The structuring of the deal was honestly horrible, and it put us in a horrible situation, especially with COVID happening right after we bought it, because we bought it at the end of 2019. We didn't have any interest, which was great, and you would think that, oh, a no interest deal is like ideal, but it's not if the amortization is way, way, way too crunched together.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Jasmine and Joseph Mims once again. And of course, this is our resident power couple. They're the only ones who I've done a dual interview with, and it's kind of been fun. They're also the hosts of the Abundant Culture podcast, which goes along perfectly with their brand, business, and belief in abundant culture. You can also listen to them on episodes 47 and 126 of Broken Bulbs. But despite all this success, especially being on Broken Bulbs three times, they've also structured their first deal poorly. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show, if you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Jasmine and Joseph Mims, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about you not structuring your deals correctly in the beginning. We've had a little bit of a discussion about this beforehand, about the importance of getting good terms. So tell us about how it was you learned this very important lesson.
Yeah, so I am taking this back to the coffee shop once again, because we learned so, so much from just this one deal alone. So when we took over the existing franchisee's operation, because we had two locations. So this one is located in Highland, and we took over this location, which was underfunded, and we talked about that in one of the other Broken Bulbs. We did not know anything about buying an existing business. We didn't even know this was possible until the opportunity was presented to us, basically. Yeah. So the franchisor, he was like, hey, these guys are selling. And we were like, okay, we're all in. And we didn't do a lot for this specific acquisition. Like, we didn't look at what was included in the sale. So we didn't know assets. We did not value the business. We didn't know what the business value was, like, at all. So we kind of just let the owners and the franchisor kind of just tell us what they thought, and we just ran with it. And luckily, we paid a decent price for it. We didn't overpay for the business, but the structuring of the deal was honestly horrible, and it put us in a horrible situation, especially with COVID happening right after we bought it, because we bought it at the end of 2019. So the way we structured the deal, it was we didn't have any interest, which was great. And you would think that, oh, a no interest deal is like ideal, but it's not if the amortization is way, way, way to crunch together. We put this on a 2-year amortization. So that means, I think it was like $80,000 or something like that for the business. Mm-hmm. Out of the $80,000, we had to pay this back in 2 years, which means that we didn't have a lot of cash flow monthly to continue to put back into the business. And it put us in a super, super tight spot when it came to the growth, because instead of using the profits and the additional money that we had for putting into marketing and maybe getting like our employees' sweatshirts to boost morale or something. We had to put it into the financing payments. And those financing payments didn't stop with COVID. Like, I mean, people still had to pay rent. They still had to pay their mortgages. They still had to pay business loans. And if they have to pay their business loan, then we have to pay them to pay the business loan.
Yeah.
So really, that was like, it was horrible structuring. And from that experience, we kind of just took that. And with the fund that we're launching now, we now know how to structure deals better.
That's really interesting that you, you know, you have this experience where, you know, where it goes wrong. So I'm curious how you wound up dealing with this bad experience or this, you know, the poor terms of the deal. How did you end up working through that?
So one of the things that we did was we were able to restructure the loan a bit, but not a lot. So anybody who gets into a bad deal where, you know, there's payments involved, if you're struggling financially to pay those payments, one of the things you could do is renegotiate. And sometimes being in a bad financial spot is a good negotiation tool. Sometimes it's not the ideal negotiating spot, but it can definitely be used to your advantage. Let's say if you're a you're a small business and you rent the place where you do business, and obviously COVID hits, your sales take a dip, and your rent is eating up a lot of your cash flow. What you could do is go to that landlord and say, "Hey, I'm struggling to pay this rent. Could you lower the rent for me? Because if not, then I'm just gonna have to leave this space and go do business somewhere else." And that is a very large negotiation tool, because at the end of the day, that puts the seller, that basically gives the seller, the owner, two choices. And it's either A, discount your payments, or B, let you leave and not having any income come in whatsoever. And in commercial spots, I mean, it's going to be months, maybe even years for, you know, that person to fill that spot. So a lot of times, if you're really struggling, like, you know, people will work with you in whatever way they can. You know, sometimes it can mean getting a month for free where you don't have to make a payment. So I think we did a combination of things. I think one time we negotiated where we didn't have to pay for a month or two, like at all, or we added them to the back end, I think. So we could delay the payment for a month or two. That helped a lot. So we were able to save, I think, $700 every single month on that loan, or something around that. So we did a mixture of delaying payments and also restructuring the loan, which helped us save $700 a month, which is, I think, about $8,000 a year. $8,000 a year. So we didn't necessarily fully resolve the issue, but we definitely cut down on that expense a lot. We tried everything we possibly could in the book, and we still have the payment, but the payment is a lot more manageable than it was in the beginning of all this.
That is really interesting. So you went back to the negotiation table, you kind of made some suggestions, asked for some help. And I think that really just goes to show that it might seem like you're stuck, but maybe you can get a little bit unstuck, right? Maybe there's a little bit of wiggle room. And it's important to remember, there are people on the other side of all of these contracts, right? Who you can talk with, who you can work with. I know I've had conversations with tons of people who have said, "Oh, the bank was willing to work with us," right? The rules are there. But
yeah,
there are ways to work things out. So I really like that. Of course, at the end of every episode, I leave time for us to brag a little bit, for us to share what's working for us now. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do at AbundantCulture.co and where people can go to follow you.
So right now, I think I mentioned a little earlier that we're in the process of launching a fund, a private equity fund. So Abundant Culture is a private equity firm, and we buy, fund, and grow small businesses. So the coffee shops, for example, that'd be like something that we would put into the fund, except that was a separate deal before the fund even existed. So right now we're just looking for some more companies to buy and grow those some more and use the mistakes that we've made before as the lessons learned to continue forward. Yeah. And the best place to find us would be on the Abundant Culture website, which is abundantculture.co.
Fantastic. Well, you guys, I just want to say once again, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you
for having us.
And thank you for listening. Not only is this a great lesson for structuring a deal, it's also a great lesson for negotiating. Communicate. And if you're in a bad deal, find out if you can make small changes to it, get out of it, or make the most of it. Special thank you to Jazz and Joe for joining me and being willing to talk about their broken bulbs. Links to their work is in the show notes. And if you want to catch more of them on Broken Bulbs, you can check out episodes 47 and 126 of Broken Bulbs. You'll find that in whichever podcast app you're using right now. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.